Saudi Head Start Program, Module 2, Site 2.
6. Let's see how many of these new words and phrases you remember. How do you say captain?
Naqib.
And army?
Jesh.
How do you say the National Guard?
الحرس الوطني.
What's the Arabic for I'm an officer?
أنا ضابط.
How would you say I'm in the army?
أنا في الجيش.
What if a Saudi says to you,
أنا ضابط في الجيش.
What does that mean? It means I'm an officer in the army. Let's hear you repeat it.
أنا ضابط في الجيش. أنا ضابط في الجيش.
7. Now let's have you learn to talk about yourself if you're in the Air Force. In Arabic, the word for force is
قوة.
The first letter is the deep K sound, which we write as Q. Listen to the word again.
قوة. قوة. قوة.
You say it after the speaker.
قوة. 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 قوة.
How do you think Arabs would say the force? It would be
القوة.
Let's hear you say it after the speaker.
القوة. 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 القوة.
Now we have to learn the word for air, as used in the expression Air Force. It is
جوية.
Listen to it again.
جوية. جوية. جوية.
Say it after the speaker.
جوية. جوية. جوية.
Now we have to put the word il, meaning the, before the word for air, as well as the word for force. But since the word القوة, ending in a, comes right before it, the I in il will merge with the last A in القوة and sound like A rather than I. Listen to it.
القوة. الجوية. القوة. الجوية. القوة الجوية. القوة الجوية.
This time you say it, repeating it after the speaker.
القوة. الجوية. القوة. الجوية. القوة الجوية. القوة الجوية. القوة الجوية. القوة الجوية.
If you're in the Air Force, you'll want to be able to say so. The sentence, I'm in the Air Force, is
أنا في القوة الجوية.
Listen to it again.
أنا في القوة الجوية. أنا في القوة الجوية. أنا في القوة الجوية.
Now repeat it, first in parts, then together.
أنا في القوة الجوية. 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 أنا في القوة الجوية.
In order to get more practice with the rather difficult phrase for the Air Force, let's practice it in another sentence. You may want to say that you're an officer in the Air Force. You would say,
أنا ضابط في القوة الجوية.
Let's hear you repeat it, first in parts, then together.
أنا ضابط في القوة الجوية. 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 أنا ضابط في القوة الجوية.
Eight. The word Saudi is an Arabic word which we use in English when talking about a person from Saudi Arabia or something having to do with Saudi Arabia. Listen to how Arabs say it.
Saudi. Saudi. Saudi.
Repeat it.
Saudi. 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 Saudi.
Okay, when you get to Saudi Arabia, you will run into many Arabs working there who are from places like Jordan, Syria, Egypt, Yemen, and so on, and who are not Saudis. But you won't know this, and you may want to ask someone sometime whether or not he is a Saudi. The question, of course, would be, are you a Saudi? Here it is.
أنت Saudi?
Listen to it again.
أنت Saudi? أنت Saudi?
Let's hear you repeat it after the speaker.
أنت Saudi? أنت Saudi? أنت Saudi?
The response to the above question might be, yes, I'm a Saudi. In Arabic, this would be,
Iwa, أنا Saudi.
The word for yes, then, is,
Iwa.
Listen to it.
Iwa. 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 Iwa.
You repeat it.
Iwa. 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 Iwa.
Now listen once more to the phrase, yes, I'm a Saudi.
Iwa, ana Saudi.
You repeat it.
Iwa, ana Saudi. Iwa, ana Saudi. Iwa, ana Saudi.
When Arabs say the Saudi, the word for the is IS, not IL. So in Arabic, the Saudi would be
is Saudi.
In fact, whenever an Arabic word begins with S, the word for the which comes before it will be is, not il. Listen again to how the speaker says the Arabic for the Saudi. Notice how the S is doubled.
Is Saudi. Is Saudi. Is Saudi. Is Saudi.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Is Saudi. Is Saudi. Is Saudi. Is Saudi. Is Saudi.
Now you should be ready to say the Saudi army. As you probably have already guessed, the literal translation will be the army, the Saudi. It is
Al-Jaysh is Saudi.
Listen to it again.
Al-Jaysh is Saudi. Al-Jaysh is Saudi. Al-Jaysh is Saudi. Al-Jaysh is Saudi. Al-Jaysh is Saudi.
Repeat after the speaker.
Al-Jaysh is Saudi. Al-Jaysh is Saudi. Al-Jaysh is Saudi. Al-Jaysh is Saudi. الجيش السعودي. الجيش السعودي.
Okay, now let's try to ask someone if he is in the army. The question, are you in the army, is...
انت في الجيش؟
Let's hear you repeat it.
انت في الجيش؟ انت في الجيش؟ انت في الجيش؟
If you want to be more specific or respectful, you could ask, are you in the Saudi army? That would be...
انت في الجيش السعودي؟
Let's try repeating that one, first in parts, then together.
انت في الجيش السعودي؟ 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 انت في الجيش السعودي؟
9. Let's check your knowledge of the last few new words. Do you remember how to say the Air Force?
القوة الجوية.
Say it again.
القوة الجوية.
How would you say I'm in the Air Force?
أنا في القوة الجوية.
Repeat it after the speaker.
أنا في القوة الجوية. أنا في القوة الجوية.
How would you ask a person if he's in the Air Force?
أنت في القوة الجوية؟
Repeat it after the speaker.
أنت في القوة الجوية؟ أنت في القوة الجوية؟
Now ask the person, are you in the army?
أنت في الجيش؟
Repeat it again.
أنت في الجيش؟ أنت في الجيش؟
Ask him if he's a Saudi.
أنت سعودي؟
Repeat it again.
أنت سعودي؟ أنت سعودي؟
Ask him if he's in the Saudi army.
أنت في الجيش السعودي؟
Repeat it again.
أنت في الجيش السعودي؟ أنت في الجيش السعودي؟
Maybe his answer will be as follows.
أنا ضابط في الجيش السعودي.
What does that mean? It means I'm an officer in the Saudi army. Listen to it two more times.
أنا ضابط في الجيش السعودي. أنا ضابط في الجيش السعودي.
10. And now several more words. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is very active in Saudi Arabia and in fact has a large number of American civilians working there. You will often hear Saudis talking about the Corps of Engineers and may have to know how to say it in Arabic. The word for engineer is...
مهندس.
As you see, any American can easily pronounce all of the sounds in this new word. Listen to it again.
مهندس. مهندس. مهندس.
Repeat it after the speaker.
مهندس. مهندس. مهندس.
The plural of مهندس is مهندسين, which means engineers. Let's hear you say it after the speaker.
مهندسين مهندسين مهندسين.
How would you say the engineers? It is
المهندسين.
You say it.
المهندسين المهندسين المهندسين.
In Arabic, the word for corps in the sense of a military unit is
سلاح.
You will recognize the heavy H at the end of the word. Listen to it.
سلاح سلاح سلاح.
Try to say it after the speaker.
سلاح 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 سلاح.
When the Arabs say the corps of engineers, they simply say the word for corps and then the word meaning the engineers. Listen to it.
سلاح المهندسين سلاح المهندسين.
Let's hear you say it, first in two parts, then together.
سلاح المهندسين 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 سلاح المهندسين.
If you're in the Corps of Engineers, you will want to say this.
أنا في سلاح المهندسين.
Let's hear you say it word by word, then all together.
أنا في سلاح المهندسين. 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 أنا في سلاح المهندسين.
Eleven. Drinking alcoholic beverages is against the law in Saudi Arabia, but smoking is not. Saudis, in fact, smoke just as much as Americans do. One gesture of friendliness which Saudis and other Arabs very often make is to offer you a cigarette. So for you, too, whenever you smoke, or even when not smoking, it is a very good gesture when talking to a Saudi to offer him a cigarette. In order to do this properly in Arabic, you need to know only two words. One is the word which you have already learned, meaning please, or be my guest, which is what? Do you remember?
اتفضل.
Say it again after the speaker.
اتفضل. اتفضل. اتفضل.
The word for cigarette in Arabic is
سيجارة.
Yes, it does mean cigarette, not cigar. For the most part, Saudis who smoke, smoke only cigarettes. In Saudi Arabia, Western foreigners are the only ones who smoke cigars and pipes. Listen again to the word for cigarette.
Cigara. 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 Cigara.
Now you say it.
Cigara. 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 سيجارة.
In the conversation for this lesson, you learned how to say, please have a seat. It was,
اتفضل استريح.
When Arabs offer someone a cigarette, they say,
اتفضل سيجارة.
This literally means, please, a cigarette. But it really means, have a cigarette or please have a cigarette. Listen.
اتفضل سيجارة. اتفضل سيجارة. اتفضل سيجارة.
Now repeat it.
اتفضل سيجارة. اتفضل سيجارة. اتفضل سيجارة. اتفضل سيجارة. اتفضل سيجارة.
12. All right, a quick review. What was the word meaning engineer?
مهندس.
Repeat it after the speaker.
مهندس. مهندس.
And how do we say the engineers?
المهندسين.
You say it.
المهندسين. المهندسين. المهندسين.
And what was the word for كور?
سلاح.
Repeat it after the speaker.
سلاح. سلاح. سلاح.
How do the Arabs say the Corps of Engineers?
سلاح المهندسين.
Let's hear you repeat it.
سلاح المهندسين. سلاح المهندسين. سلاح المهندسين.
Now say, I'm in the Corps of Engineers.
أنا في سلاح المهندسين.
Repeat it a couple of times.
أنا في سلاح المهندسين. أنا في سلاح المهندسين.
Do you remember how to say yes?
إيوة.
Repeat it after the speaker.
إيوة. إيوة.
Now say yes, I'm in the Corps of Engineers.
إيوة، أنا في سلاح المهندسين.
Repeat it.
إيوة، أنا في سلاح المهندسين. إيوة، أنا في سلاح المهندسين.
What was the word for cigarette in Arabic?
سيجارة.
Say it again after the speaker.
سيجارة. سيجارة. سيجارة.
How do the Arabs say please when they are offering you something?
اتفضل.
Say it again after the tape.
اتفضل. اتفضل. اتفضل.
How would you say, please have a cigarette?
اتفضل سيجارة.
Say it two more times after the speaker.
اتفضل سيجارة. اتفضل سيجارة.
Now let's review the different ranks you've learned. Do you remember how to say, I am an officer. It is.
أنا ضابط.
Now let's assume you're a lieutenant colonel. Tell me that.
أنا مقدم.
If you're a major, what would you say?
أنا رائد.
And if you're a lieutenant?
أنا ملازم.
And a captain?
أنا نقيب.
Now let us practice and review some phrases you've learned and address different people with them. Remember to say yeah before the name or rank. How would you say, peace be upon you, Ahmed?
Assalamu alaykum, ya Ahmed.
Now say, glad to meet you, Abdulaziz.
اتشرفنا يا عبد العزيز.
Say welcome, brother Saud.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود.
How would you say please or be my guest, brother?
اتفضل يا أخ.
And good morning, Lieutenant.
صباح الخير يا ملازم.
And how would you say, I am in the army?
أنا في الجيش.
And I'm in the Air Force.
أنا في القوة الجوية.
And once more, I am in the Corps of Engineers.
أنا في سلاح المهندسين.
If you feel you're ready, take the self-evaluation test for this lesson.